good morning again, everyone. And here we are. We're still doing value-based spiritual living for the Centers for Spiritual Living theme for the year 2017. And the August theme continues to be spiritual living through love, compassion, and caring. And the Centers for Spiritual Living quote for this month is, "We embrace love as the self-givingness of God to all creation, moving through us into expression as compassion, caring, mutual respect, and kindness. We express interest in and support for the well-being of ourselves and others. We express unconditional love when observing the suffering of others and do what we can to give aid and show compassion." With all the events that have been going on in the world, our ministers, Centers for Spiritual Living ministers field list, which is the way we talk to each other on the internet all over the world, has come up with some wonderful, wonderful statements, ideas, support. And I want to read you this from one of our ministers, Sharon Dunn, and it's her response to Charlottesville. Of course, we've already been referring to that, but it's time to continue referring to these things in the way that we know we can take a stand to make a difference. She says, "I stand for love, unity, oneness, and peace in light of the historical event in Charlottesville, Virginia, which resulted in the loss of the life of a young woman as well as two Virginia state troopers. I send my deepest condolences to the families, to everybody, and pray for peace, equity, and justice. I pray that this event and the reaction to it serve to remind us of our responsibility to stand together in the realization and demonstration that racism or hate cannot survive love. I commit to being true to my values by being responsible for uncovering my own unconscious biases, to teaching acceptance, promoting equity, and protecting the human rights of all. Now more than ever, we must stand together for peace, harmony, and inclusion if we intend to do our part to create a world that works for everyone." Rumi says, when we practice compassion, well, he says that too, but he starts out by saying, when we practice loving kindness and compassion, we are the first to benefit. You cannot help but have that response because we are all in this together. The events all over the world. Don't stand a chance in the face of unconditional, infinite love. It's not just a nice phrase. It's a power in the universe that is greater than any of the circumstances and the happenings. It's greater than any of the error. And I am still seeing what's popping up here and there in the world as something of a death rattle to the end of this intense hate that's come up in so many different forms. It's popping up. Why is it popping up? In order for the healing to take place, we know that when we're doing our own internal work, and we're always doing our own internal work here, aren't we? We know that when we have an intention for greater love, greater productivity, greater harmony, greater joy, whatever it is that we are in the process of intending and treating for, that everything unlike it tends to come up, right? Why? It's not to discourage us. It's to encourage us in saying, this is what happens when you start pouring pure, pure water into the mucky bowl that's been sitting out there gathering things that we didn't want. It's not that these things weren't there. They were hidden to some degree. they're not hidden anymore. How can you heal anything unless it comes to the surface? And that's exactly what's taking place. Please, my beloveds, let us not become discouraged. It's popping up in order that we can finally face it and not pretend, la, 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 these things aren't happening, they are. But what's true is that the infinite love and the power and the wisdom of the divine is much greater than that. It is the power that persists the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. That's where we need to put our attention. And we need to do what we're guided to do and inspired to do, to reach out to each other and make a difference. To reach out those hands, to open up our hearts, to find ways to clear up whatever our own internal biases may be. We have them. Did you hear me? Not me. We have them. We grew up with some of them in different ways. And it's time to acknowledge them and bring them up and realize there's no truth to them. I have something that's a quote that is exactly what I want to say about that. It'll come around when it's time to. Okay. So, what I want to tell you in the meantime is, remember what His Holiness the Dalai Lama said. He said, be kind whenever possible, and it is always possible. It is always possible. It may not feel like it. Well, how can I be kind? You know, I want to say something and I want to retort. No more retorting. Let's report what's going on in us that we need to understand. But let's stop and breathe. You know, great grandma didn't, she had pretty much the right idea when she said, you know, count to 10 before you say anything back. That's still pretty good, isn't it? Stop and breathe before we say anything, because this only produces more conflict. It only prevents us from getting to a point where we can truly understand the other person. Seek first to understand, right? And then we'll have an opportunity to be understood. But don't try so hard to make your point. But I need to tell you what this is all about for me. How effective is that, have you found, in relationships? How effective can it be in group relationships, in race relationships? How effective can it be when we stand and say, you need to know what's so for me? No, please. You know what? If that had worked, it would have worked, because we've been trying that for a long time. It's never going to work. What will work is for us to just stop. Open up our hearts. Live our lives fully and completely. Don't be dragged down by some of these things that take place. But we can encourage others to live from that font of the living spirit within us all. There is not anyone who isn't filled with the living spirit. But it's been covered up a lot, you see. It's a matter of awakening. Because what so is, we are all part of this one life. We always have been. We always will be. No exceptions. But we're awakening to it because we forgot, that's all. In my first center, it was a church in those days. It's the same thing. Church, synagogue, mosque, center. It's a place where we gather and let God be God in us, right? This was in Alamo, California. There was a young woman who was taking classes who didn't have a job and had a hard time getting from where she lived to where we were because she was always trying to find gas money. People in the congregation were always assisting her with love, happy to do it. And one day, because she was in class, she learned spiritual mind treatment. She learned how to change her consciousness. She learned how to connect herself with the living presence and understood that this universe was for her. Not against her, for her. And that there was plenty for all. She got herself a wonderful job. And I remember she came to class one night, and she was almost angry. She had such passion going on. And she had been able to start giving gifts to people, monetary and otherwise, and helping them in ways now that she had a steady income. And she said, "You didn't tell me it was going to feel so good to share the good. You didn't tell me it was going to feel so good." And then she also realized how wonderful it was that when she'd been on the receiving end, that it was a great gift for the people to be able to help out. And then she was the one, when we were looking for clever ways to be anonymous givers, she was the one, I may have mentioned this to you, but I didn't tell you who it was, who discovered the joy of putting $5 bills in the leaves of a cabbage in the grocery store. So much fun to give anonymously, to get into that flow of circulation. So once we awaken to this divine life that we're all living, we get to experience it and we get to share it with others. See, even the smallest actions of responsible love, and I would call that responsible love, opens our hearts to greater possibilities. We are recirculating, we are designed to be recirculating fountains of divine life, of love, of prosperity, of joy, of peace, of encouragement, and we benefit from that flow. So, hatred, racism, bigotry are not inherited. They're taught, usually by religions, by governments, too often by families. You've got to be carefully taught. Remember the song from South Pacific? You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are ugly made and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you're 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate. You've got to be carefully taught. That's what's happened, beloveds. We didn't come in this way. We came in fresh from the heart of God. And we can return just like the prodigal son did anytime. A few of us are taking this online Kabbalah class, which is fascinating. And Reverend Amy Shukat is showing the similarities between this almost 5,000-year-old spiritual practice of awakening to science of mind principles. And it's wonderful. We are all moving up that tree of life. It's a tree of life. And we're becoming much more aware. You know that in years past, Muslims and Hindus lived together peacefully? Do you know that in years past, Christians and Jews lived together peacefully? These are both in Europe. And what happened? Invading foreign empires and those coming in the name of the church changed all that. They were peacefully living together. We're going to do that again. We must maintain that vision in order for us to do our part to bring that again. Today we're facing an upsurge of the darkest part of the human race. Yay! It's time, because it's emerging, as I said, as kind of a death rattle. It cannot live in the face of the infinite love and the light. And it's bringing to light what's been hidden from our sight to some degree. And now is the time we can truly deal with it. Because we have the tools. We have the awareness. We continue to awaken and help others to awaken as well. Our dear Reverend Terry Drew Karenan, who has spoken here, he's in Carlisle, which I understand is in Pennsylvania, but I've never been there yet. He says, "These are exciting and amazing times in which we live. Never before have we as a species been faced globally by a life-threatening situation that we can do something about. This is the time to stand up for peace, for cooperation, for love, and for understanding. It is the time to support leaders who can move us forward into a better world." Then I'll stop and quote His Holiness the Dalai Lama again, compassion is not religious business. It is human business. It is not luxury. It is essential for our own peace and mental stability. It is essential for human survival. I need you. You need me. And then Terry continues, can I say this word here? Okay, I will. It is not time to sit around bitching, moaning, and complaining about what they should do or shouldn't be doing. And there is one leader we need to support without fail in this effort for world peace. Who is that? Look in the mirror, he says. It's you. Whoa, were you surprised at that? Were you thinking I was going to have one of you run for office? Any of you, fine. I believe in you. I believe in each of us. One leader. We need to support without fail in this effort for world peace. Who is it? Look in the mirror. It's up to you. It's up to me. Now, don't let that feel like a terrible burden. And remember, we've talked about the master teacher Jesus saying, who was a Kabbalic rabbi. Did you know that? Saying, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And remember, we've talked about how a yoke is simply something that connects us. It just brings us together. My coming together with that divine consciousness within us is easy. We just need to be willing to come to it. My yoke is easy. My burden, what is a burden? It doesn't have to be something that's heavy. Look it up. The definition is something that you carry. You just carry it. It can be a feather. So my yoke is easy. The connection is easy to that divine presence, the Christ within. My burden is light. What I carry is the light. You see? We're all carrying the light. Please don't let our lights get under the bushel. Don't get afraid. Don't get discouraged. Keep our lights shining brightly. And we help to flame up each other's lights by reminding each other of what is possible when we're working together in this wonderful way. There's another group of leaders I think we can look at, and that is the younger folks. And a little child shall lead them. Look at our Mari. She's over in Ethiopia in the Peace Corps right now. And, oh, I just learned about a young man who was about to become 21. And what he said to his mother was, I mean, this is a very conscious young man. He said to his mother, whatever you were going to spend for my birthday, find something good to do with it instead. So what she did was she went to the bank and got 21 $10 bills. She went to the grocery store and got 21 apples. And she went, and then his brother took the video camera and followed her around. And she started out in a soup kitchen line, and she was giving apples and $10 bills to the people and explaining what it was all about. She said, my son's birthday, and these are the things he wanted to do to celebrate. And all the people in line on the camera said, happy birthday, Max. And then she went into a pizza parlor and gave $50 to the owners and said, please buy food for everybody. And everybody in the restaurant went, happy birthday, Max. Every place she went, someone on the street looked like maybe they could use a little cheering up, got a $10 bill and an apple, and each one of them on camera, happy birthday, Max. And then the last stop was she went to her sister, his aunt's house, and gave her an apple and a $10 bill. And crying and laughing, the auntie goes, happy birthday, Max. I'm really encouraged by this, aren't you? Well, these aren't little children, but they're leading us. I'm so proud and delighted and grateful and encouraged by the light that is being shared in so many beautiful ways by these people. 21 apples from Max. William Penn, you've heard of him. I hear something about Penn's Woods. Oh, that's Pennsylvania. See the things I know now that I've been here for almost 3 years? William Penn described well the act of kindness. You're all familiar with this, I know, when he wrote, "If there is any kindness I can show, or any good thing I can do to any fellow being, let me do it now, and not deter or neglect it, as I shall not pass this way again." It's our opportunity. Let's grasp it. We can turn things around just like that. I love what was found in Mother Teresa's home for children in Calcutta on her wall. It's her version of the paradoxical commandments. You've heard them? You're about to hear them now. People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you. Be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight. Create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. When we're dealing in our individual lives is the perfect opportunity for us to practice love and compassion and kindness. With ourselves first, and then with the people that we're in relationship with, the people we work with, the people who are in our neighborhoods. No matter what you may occasionally feel coming at you, which may not seem pleasant, that's when I like to remember what Abraham Lincoln said about it's time for us to bring forth our better angels. We all have the better angel. And what happens when we bring forth our better angel is that the other person has an opportunity for their better angel to be touched. It doesn't mean they always will. You can do it anyway, right? So I love that we are the right people at the right time in the right place, and that we're living our principles, and we're helping each other, we're reminding each other how to lift the world. Will you say with me, my heart delights in the generosity of spirit.
My heart delights in the generosity of spirit.
Of spirit's love and compassion.
Of spirit's love and compassion.
It flows through me.
It flows through me.
It connects me with my beloveds.
It connects me with my beloveds.
It lifts the entire world.
It lifts the entire world.
And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit, and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.